Hey, have you ever been in a situation where maybe you have a friend or someone that's close to you, or a situation that happens in life that's hard, and you have to make a decision about what you think about the way the world works, about how things happen in life and why they happen? And that decision is difficult, because life is hard. And you believe in a God that exists who's perfect, but some of the things that occur in our world, in our lives, are difficult to swallow. And they're hard to understand. Have you ever found yourself there? Well, I definitely have. And I'm there all the time. I teach students at Bentonville West High School. And their perspective on life is very different. And I have to find a way to love these students. And I have friends who I've known to be Christians, to be believers, who have things happen in life or experience a different culture and struggle to hold on to their faith. And I actually just spent some time in Seattle. It's a different city with some friends who have been through a lot and live in a culture that's very different than ours and had some conversations that were difficult to have. And in those moments, I had to discern in my heart between right and wrong, between what to agree with and what to disagree with and be okay. And if you've ever been there, if you've ever been there with a friend or with yourself, that's a difficult place to be. See, but the great thing about life and those questions is that we're given scripture to determine what we should do. So, my name is Jacob Smith. Most people call me Smitty, and I do teach at Bentonville West. It's a great place. Some of you might be there one day, but it's just another school in a great area. I'm really happy to be home. Seattle was a tough place, and I'm going to teach this morning. But before I do, I just want to pray, because it's important that you guys hear what God has to say this morning and not what I'm telling you, because I'm just another guy. So, Father, we just pray that you would open our hearts to what you have to teach us from your word, that you would give us some wisdom on how to discern and how to know how we should act and what we should think about the world and about you. And just help us to leave this place this morning after we hear from your word with a different perspective and a hope that we can follow you regardless of what the world may say. In your name I pray, amen. All right, so we are in 1 John. It's where we've been all summer. It's a really great book. And today we're going to find out that the Spirit of God is greater than the world. So I just described a scenario where, you know, you're stuck in this war in your heart between what the world says and what God says, between who God is and what the world is. And how do we live there? How do we do this? It's a really difficult thing to do. And it's important to know that the God that we believe in is greater than the world that we live in. Because making that decision is going to be very difficult if we don't hold to that truth. And we're going to find ourselves messing up. And we will. And I have. And you probably have as well. But it's important to cling to the truth that's in the passage. Is it going? Oh. That's what happens when you look at your iPad when the screen's moving. All right. Sometimes it happens. All right. So we're in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. And we'll start here. And it says, "Beloved, do not believe everything, every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." So we have this verse that asks us to test the spirits. What in the heck does that mean? And what spirits are we talking about? Are we supposed to figure out if it's a good ghost or a bad ghost? Is it a magical power? I mean, what are we talking about here? It's kind of interesting. Spirits are an interesting term. We have a lot of different viewpoints on that. We have someone we know called the Holy Spirit, person of God. that exist. But the word here is pneuma. It's a Greek word. And I don't say that to be up here like, what's up? I know Greek. You don't. I'm smarter. Because I'm a teacher and I'm smarter anyway. But it took a lot of work to get there. But I say that because there's a lot of different ways we could see this. So what are we talking about? Are we talking about the Holy Spirit, like the person, one of the persons of God who leads us, who gives us conviction? Are we talking about spiritual beings like angels and demons? Well, what we're talking about and what is being addressed are these spirits within us, the things that drive us, that determine how we feel and how we think and how we make decisions, the emotions that we have. You know what I'm talking about? The gut feeling. We're like, man, this just isn't right. Or I have a hard time with this. Or the sadness that you might feel, or pain, or confusion with the way life is going. These are the spirits that are at war within us and within the world. And a lot of people, including ourselves, we take positions on that. And then we speak. And so we say this or that based on those, that spirit within us, right? So it's important for us to determine and know, well, what spirit lives within us. And you know, when we're testing those spirits to find out what's true and what's false, what's real and what's fake, you know, to be honest with you, I don't do that very much. I just kind of, y'all find yourself there where you just kind of do. You're like, well, I feel like this, I'm gonna make this decision. And then later you're like, why did I do that? That was dumb. She doesn't like me. Why did I, shouldn't have went out there and acted like that. So yeah, we make stupid decisions sometimes because we don't do this. So I'm giving you guys some pointers, some things to ask yourself when you find yourself in a position that's hard and you're trying to understand it. And so these are some questions to ask. One, is this just a feeling or is it a reality? Am I just angry? Because it's okay to be angry. Am I sad because I lost someone that I love? It's okay to be sad. But it's when that sadness or that anger influences your decision or your opinion about others or about the Lord that we find ourselves in lots of trouble. Another question is, do I just want things to be easy? Guys, I'm a teacher. Every student wants the easiest way to get an A. Am I right? Easiest way to do it. And sometimes we don't really learn if we don't struggle. And so oftentimes we'll look at a situation and say, oh, well, I don't have to worry about losing that friendship if I just let this go. I don't have to deal with someone disliking me because I make this decision. And we like that because it's simple and it's easy. And if I just go with everybody else, everything's cool. I'll never lose this relationship and life is fine. But it's important that, you know, life's not easy. Second, am I scared of what others will think? And that could go two ways. You might be in a situation where you know that God wants you to love on someone at your school who lives a different lifestyle or looks different than you do. Maybe they're from a different culture. Maybe they're from a different race. You know, and you might ask yourself, well, what are my friends going to think? What are my Christian friends going to think about me befriending a homosexual student at my school? Will they still hang out with me? Are they going to judge me for that? And likewise, you might have the same thought about your friends. On the other end of the spectrum, well, if I don't go to this party or make out with this girl or do this or that, what are they going to think about me? They're not going to like me anymore. They're going to think I'm a stud. They're not going to think I'm important. And so a lot of times we make these decisions more about others instead of about ourselves. And we're not really testing how we feel or what's inside of us. We're asking others to answer the questions for us. And then these at the end are even just clear cut. Is it backed up by Scripture? This decision that I'm about to make, this statement that I'm about to say, does it line up with what God says or does it not? Am I trying to make Scripture fit what I want, or am I looking at Scripture to say, what should I say? It's a very different way to look at things. Hey, I don't do this ever, but have I prayed about it? Did I pray about how I should treat my neighbor, how I should, the kind of friend I should be, the kind of son or daughter I should be? Have I prayed about my relationship with my father or mom? It may not be good, but have I prayed about what I should do? Or am I just upset because of the situation? And the last one is one I ask myself every day, is how can I show the love of God without compromising the will of God? How do I love this world without compromising what I believe? Say, Smitty, man, you just asked the hardest question in the world. But when we are making decisions and when we're stuck in that thought process, it's important to consider that. Because oftentimes that is where we struggle. And it's important to remember the Spirit of God is greater than the spirit of the world. There's a lot of pressure when you start to ask those questions. But if you don't ask them, then you just kind of land places. Remember that the God that we serve is greater than that pressure that you feel when you're trying to do this. So it's a difficult thing to do. We'll say that, right? And it's important that we question and ask ourselves this, what the Spirit is doing within us. After that first verse, we say, by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that is coming and now is already in the world. Some of you might remember that Hunter gave us a talk about the Antichrist. And it's kind of interesting. He brought up a lot of cultural ideas of who the Antichrist is. Simply put, you have spirit that's within us that professes Christ. And then you have the spirit that's within the world and within us at times that professes things other than Christ, that defines Jesus as something he's not. It doesn't mean they ignore who he is. It doesn't even mean they don't say he's a good person. But there's a ton of beliefs out there. There's a ton of things in our culture and even within our own hearts at times that wants Jesus to be something he's not. And when we stick to those beliefs and when those become the focus of our lives, we get the world we live in. We get a lot of challenging, awkward, difficult, angry situations. And these are just a few. Things that don't align with what God lives or what God requires us to live out. Right? Whether that is the homosexual community and the embracing of a sin that is clear. Whether that is believing that our God is a Republican or a Democrat. Personally, I don't think he cares. He's not even an American, which is hard because I love this country. I'm about to celebrate it real hard next week. But sometimes we make Jesus something he's not. And when we do, we see some radical things in our culture. We have people who see other people as inferior to themselves because of ideas that they have in their head. See, when we view Christ for who he is, these things don't happen. We see sin for what it is, and we love people who struggle with it. We see differences as beauty because God created them, right? And we can sit and have a conversation about things that we have different opinions on because God made us all thinkers. But if we don't see Christ clearly, we struggle and we end up with extremes. And these are the extremes that we live in. And you sit in a school and in a culture that is asking you to choose a side all the time. And it's important to remember, I I've already chosen a side because my God already chose me. And this is the God that we serve. Jesus, the Spirit of God that professes Christ to be who he says he is. Romans 8 says that Jesus is our Savior, that the Spirit of God, Christ, came and sacrificed himself for us. In Revelation, it says that Jesus is our King over all kings, that he's the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Philippians 2 says that Jesus had the attitude of a servant, that he gave up being the Lord of heaven to become a man so that we might know him. This is the Jesus that we're talking about. This is the Spirit that should guide us. Philippians 4, it talks about the characteristics of God. Philippians 4, 8 says, whatever is noble, whatever is true, whatever is good, think about these things. The world's a negative place. It's hard. When we dwell on those things, we make decisions based on the results of those negative situations. But when we remember who Christ is and the good and the noble things of this world and make decisions based on those, life's a little bit different, regardless of the situation we find ourselves in. Lastly, we look at Galatians and we see the fruits of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who aligns himself with Christ. And we know that we have love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and self-control. And that when we align ourselves with the Spirit of God, we see these things in our life. And the decisions we make, even though they may be different than the world, and the way we live, even though it may be different than the world, displays who Christ is. So, there's a difference between the spirits that we should follow and the spirit that we should deny, right? Now, the hard part is we have to know who that spirit is. We have to know who Jesus is. If we don't, it's really hard to follow something that you don't know. And remember that that Spirit of Christ, that truth of who he is greater than the world we live in. The situations that you deal with, whether it's losing a loved one, whether it's strife in your family, whether it's a poor relationship or not meeting the expectations that are set for you in school or in athletics, God is greater than those things. He's greater than those things. All right, lastly, it says, you are from God, little children, and have overcome them. You've overcome these things because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak as from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. He who knows God listens to us. He who is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So the Spirit of God that lives within us gives us the opportunity to make decisions and to live a life that shows the world who he is. I know we're afraid to do that sometimes, but a lot of times when we make those mistakes is because we forget who Jesus really is. A lot of times it's because we've forgotten who we belong to. And we've accepted just a little bit the other definitions of who Christ is. That he's a good man, that he's a leader, that he's a teacher. But he's not just those things. He's a lot more. And he lives within us and has a relationship with us. So we don't have to fall into the trap that the world gives us. So, we've talked about this conversation where spirits within us are at war against one another. And the world we live in is at war with the world we're going to dwell in one day. Kind of fits. It's kind of a big deal. When we look at Scripture, we see that the Spirit of God is Christ. And the spirit of the world is a different definition of Christ. It's the Antichrist. It's other than who he really is. We see that the Spirit of God is true, that it's real, and that the spirit of the world is false, that there's so many different ideas out there, and none of them land in a safe place, in a permanent place. And then we see that if you have the Spirit of God within you, then you hear, you listen. Those who know God listen to the truth of who he is. Some of you in here may haven't have made ever made a decision to follow God. But if you're hearing today the truth of who Christ is, maybe you should consider what it would be like to follow him. And there are some in the world that we cannot save. And that is hard. Believe me, it is really hard. Especially when those people are close to you. But we can't stop. We can't give up because it's difficult and because some will never hear. And when I say hear, it doesn't mean they'll not hear the gospel. It just means they'll never accept it. And it's a reality. Does that stink? Yes, it's terrible. But some will. And it's important for us to dwell on those things and understand that. And then there are some themes that really fit in that we've talked about in 1 John. That the Spirit of God is light and the spirit of the world is darkness. And then next week, and as we move, you're going to hear a lot about love. And that our God is love. The Spirit of God is love. And the spirit of the world is hate. A lot of those pictures that I put up earlier were examples of some of the hate that you witness in your culture. We serve a God who desires us to love the world we live in. So, when I was studying this, I just decided to write kind of a little poem. I know that's weird. I'm a science teacher, not an English teacher. But I just think this lines out kind of who we are and how these two things fit together. It says, I cannot know God without seeking him. I cannot follow God without knowing him. I cannot choose God without following him. I cannot love the world without choosing God. God does not save the world without loving it. God does not rule the world without saving it. And God does not create the world without ruling it. It's important for us to know who God is. When we understand who God is, we can be who we are created to be. And we can do that freely. Regardless of the pressures that we experience in our world, in our families, in our lives, we can do that freely. But it's important for us to know and remember the God that we serve. And when we're struggling, to focus on him. Remember, you're from God, little children. You've overcome the world. Because greater is he who is in the world in you than he who is in the world. See, the Spirit of God is greater than the world. All the voices that you hear, they're loud and they're purposeful, but the voice of God is louder and more powerful. It's my prayer that you guys are able to hear that voice when life is hard, because it is. And I'm not going to stand up here and tell you it isn't. So I want to pray for you guys, and I want to pray some scripture over you. And it comes from Romans. If you want to write it down, you can look at it later. Romans chapter 8, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. So we're going to pray and then come up and worship the God who is greater than the world. The one who can overcome the struggles that we have in life. Pray with me. Lord, we just pray that we would see this truth, that you say, therefore there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law, the spirit of life, set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in sinful man in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be met in us, who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you, and if the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in you. Lord, I pray that we would live by the Spirit. Lord, that when life is hard, when the pressure of the world is upon us, we would remember who you are. Lord, please give us people in our lives to remind us of your truth, to teach us of your will, and give us the strength to choose you when we don't want to. Lord, I thank you for forgiving us for when we don't, for sending your son to give us a second opportunity to be men and women who love you and live for you. It's your name I pray.